This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, Alex Jones here back live. Jamal in Australia, we're going to you next segment. We got Lander, we got Jordan, we got Nick, we got Dave, Bob, Carlos. We're with Carlos right now. Carlos in Canada, thanks for calling. I really appreciate you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Congratulations on a terrific challenge to the globalists. The virus, coronavirus, has shown that globalism doesn't work. Essentially, the best alternative for mankind is to have local governments where they take care of each and area completely, leaving defense to the federal, leaving healthcare even at the federal level. But at the level of providing for the individual person, as soon as there's a detection of a virus, you deal with it locally instead of having the whole world to put on halt and all of the other incipient military orders that follow. So, and by violation of rights. So that's my first comment to you. It doesn't work. I'd like to hear what you think of it. And the second comment I'd like to make is that what was done in 2008, precipitating a federal government bailout, basically burdening the taxpayers with $700 billion to provide what? The money didn't disappear when the stock market crashed. The sellers got their money on their way up. They still have it. Look at Bezos boasting. These people are boasting.
No, I mean, I agree that it's all a giant scam. The globalists are holding the economy hostage if Trump doesn't give them the money. At least most of the money is being directed at the public. But let's go back. I want to be clear. I wasn't boasting or anything earlier. That was not a challenge to the globalists. That was a commitment to in front of God and everybody else to absolutely stay the course and let the globalists know that I know what the potential ends are, because I don't want them to ever get me, torture me, kill me, whatever, and then think they won. I want it known that I willingly did this. That takes the victory away from them. So that wasn't a boast or a challenge. That was more a signing the John Hancock on the dotted line. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. But Alex, listen, who elected international financiers to run the world?
No doubt the globalist banks are, and Mike Adams made that point yesterday when he was hosting, or was it Wednesday? The globalist banks are nationalizing everything. They're taking over the planet right now using these crises. I totally agree with you. I care more about political power over the government. And I know they're holding things hostage. So $1 trillion wasn't enough. Then $2 trillion wasn't enough. So Trump said $4 trillion. At least a lot of the money is going to be forgiven and given to the public. We're already hyperinflating into the future. And so I understand the scenario. I mean, do you think Trump sold us out with this? What do you think? Go ahead. Let him have it.
I would like to tell you that President Trump just missed a fantastic opportunity to simply say, thank you very much. I know that trillions are needed, but we're going to borrow them from the Treasury of the United States as specified in our Constitution, and simply say we're going to save $500 billion a year on interest that we pay.
No, I agree. He should get us out of the private Federal Reserve system. What, it's now 107 years old? Seems just like yesterday. We had the 100th anniversary, 1913. You're absolutely right. 5G is bad. He hasn't set up the vaccines like he said he'd do. He put a bunch of new Federal Reserve people in to do what he wants. But still, the shareholders are the ones making the money, and it is private. So you're absolutely right. And you're right. Why don't we just have the Treasury create the credit? Why do we have a private bank doing it?
It's specified in the Constitution. In 1913, at the Christmas break, just before, they passed it by a hair.
December 23rd.
Not only that, it had no mandate to do so.
I know, it wasn't even a proper quorum of the senators. Brother, I know, you're dead on. We should get G. Edward Griffin back on. I didn't know he was doing interviews anymore, but I saw him on with Alan Keyes, I think it was. We should get him back on the show. We should get Alan Keyes back on as well. Anything else, Carlos?
Yeah, the only thing is this, that if President Trump was able to do that and save $500 billion a year in interest on loans that they should be paid back to the Treasury by the aval of the American people, it's in the Constitution.
No, you said the smartest thing I've heard this week. Even if we're focused on him forgiving the loans they give businesses and the checks they send people after ordering them to stay at home, which is, again, this whole guaranteed universal income. It's a bad road we're going down. But the central banks will still get the interest on that, including the Chi-Coms. So you're absolutely right. It should be done by the Treasury and not by the Federal Reserve. Right now, it's $2 trillion from the Treasury, $2 trillion from the Federal Reserve. And it just shows the rubber going down. Thank you, Carlos. That's a smart caller. Smarter than me. I didn't think of that. All right. We're going to come back with Jamal in the land down under and many, many others. I'm Alex Jones.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Pelosi held it up till she got a bunch of, you know, 300 something million for illegal aliens and 300 something million for Islamic migrants and 100 million for chopping small children's penises off. I'm not joking. I mean, there's all sorts of leftist evil in this. And now Congressman Massey held it up. Trump went after him, but Massey's saying, I don't want unanimous votes with no record of how people voted. And this is getting really dangerous and weird. And I tend to agree you should have a record of how folks vote, but the aid package has been held up. We'll check where the stock market is in a moment, but here's what he said on the steps of the Capitol.
Vote.
Well, they didn't even give me a minute to speak in a four-hour debate. There's a big cover-up in there.
Cover-up, sir?
Well, they're trying to cover up their votes. They had enough people there to pass the bill, but they still refused to have a recorded vote. And they told me they were trying to protect members.
So you believe that that's the case? There's 435 members in a room that can't hold that many.
No. They're trying to protect the members who are there from political ramifications.
There are both sides of the chamber, your side as well as the Democrats. So the White House is, they didn't want you to do this. Why press forward into the bill that everybody agrees should be passed?
Like I said in there, I came here this week to make sure our republic doesn't die in an empty chamber by unanimous consent. These people need to do their jobs. If they're telling people to drive a truck, if they're telling people to bag groceries and grow their food, then by golly, they can be in there and they can vote. And that's what we did this week. They came, and you can see it didn't delay the vote any. They sat on their cans yesterday here. They didn't do a thing yesterday. They were trying to say this would delay it to have a recorded vote. The truth, if you're willing to report it, is they don't want a recorded vote. They don't want to be on record of making the biggest mistake in history.
How's your response to Donald Trump calling you a third-rate grandstander?
I'm at least second rate.
Congressman Massey, nicely done.
Yeah, I forgot about Thomas Massey. He's like a libertarian Republican from Kentucky, a good guy. And that's absolutely true. I mean, they really should have a record of the votes. And so I think Trump kind of went off half-cocked on him, but Trump really does not want the economy to implode and gets a little crocodile-y when it comes down to the last minute. But the stock market is down 65 points, Dow Jones. It was up, I guess, until the news that the package hasn't passed yet. Talk about being independent, folks, and all this is going to do is devalue the dollar further. I know why Trump did it. I know the globalists have launched this. I know we're in a war. I'm just saying, thank God Trump's trying to put the brakes on the shutdown. The shutdown's the big threat, but this kicks the can down the road. Do we want Trump to lose? We want Democrats getting in? They're going to go for broke they get in. We got 220 days left here, and now the Democrats, states begin prep for mail-in voting for presidential election. That's all over the news, USA Today, you name it. So they're going to go with this. If Trump lets that happen, he's crazy. All right, Jamal in Australia. What is your view on all this? Thank you for calling. Reporting from Sydney.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. How are you doing after all the fires and everything else?
Yeah, and they didn't tell you it started raining after the fires, and we were all good, but they didn't report that.
No, sir.
No. Coming at you from the great continent of Australia, long-time listener, my name is Jamel Bookaboo, bookaboo.com. I'm a musician, obviously out of work now. They closed down all the pubs here. And I'm also a two-star executive with the InfoWars Health Team, too, as well. So I've been honoured to be using the products and, helping out InfoWars as well at the same time.
Absolutely. The great longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com are very popular in the land down under. That's awesome.
Yes, correct. And if you want to get in contact with me, I'm involved with Alex and Ted Anderson. We can support what Alex is doing. You can contact me at bookaboo.com.
You know, we have a huge audience in Australia, and they're really hungry, for contact. I don't even know they've let me in the country. Or they're blocking other patriots. But tell people your website again.
Bookaboo.com. It's my last name. Or if you, bookaboo.com, that's my musician page. And Team G'day.
That's a cool last name. What's the background on that name?
My father comes from North Africa.
Interesting. Very interesting, sir. So what's your view on the virus?
My view is, my word on the street from my sources, and I've got friends, ex-military and ex-riot squad, they're getting calls up now. Sunday's the lockdown for Sydney, I've been told, but I'd like to be wrong. And I'd love to give a shout-out to my friend Nick Raven from Conspiracy Oz. He's been doing a podcast for 10-plus years. I was a guest on his podcast last week. And I'd say Endgame is your fine bottle of wine, my friend. That movie has changed more minds that were set in the left-right paradigm once they see that film, not the Marvel Comics one, but your one. It changes people's perspective because it presents it with facts, and that's what people need.
Amazon 3 months ago banned it, saying it was Nazi, that it was hate speech, even though the film exposes eugenics and the Nazis from the start. And so don't you love it how they operate? But the film had 54 million views on Google Video when they finally got rid of Google Video. That was 13, 14 years ago. Then it had about 15 million views on one channel. They deleted that channel. It still has about 4 or 5 million views on one channel on YouTube. You can type an Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement into YouTube, guys. Do that for me. And you can still find it on Change the Channel is the name of the guy. Judge for yourself. You know, it's a powerful film. We have a limited amount of the DVDs still here at InfoWars. I'm signing the last ones. But it really does lay out their plan from their own words.
Yeah, I'm getting banned.video out to my friends and all my contacts, because that is something you can shoot through a video to, and they can just click the link on that. Obviously, we know YouTube doesn't work. Google's broken. You search for some information, you're not going to find it. I think we're all in the same boat here, Alex. I'm in Australia. You're in Texas. We're getting all the same thing. And I love brainstorming, too, because the coronavirus, it's going to be used to chip every individual on the planet. That's what we're looking at, the New World Order. And, fear, once you get past that fear, guys, and if you're a new listener, if you've got enough knowledge and you believe in what you do, the fear goes away. What would you say to that, Alex?
I totally agree with you, brother. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, and I guess it's got like 6 million views or whatever on YouTube, but they'll probably delete that too because it's Nazi, ladies and gentlemen, to be against the Nazis. Let's go to Dave in Montana. Thank you, Dave. Welcome.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, it's better to burn out than to fade away, Alex.
That's right.
All right.
Candy.
I'm Dave.
Of course you are. I'm sorry. That's a good line from Highlander. I'm going to start over. Go ahead, sir.
Anyway, I just want to make you aware of some mail that I received from... I live live in the middle of nowhere, Montana, Alex, and it's the Sanders County Election Administrator, all right? My father's 93 years old. He's a World War II vet, and I spent the last 14 years of my life taking care of him.
Good job, Dave.
And this is addressed to him, not to me. Notice of polling place election and option for mail ballot.
Ah.
Now, I'm going to scan this, and I'm going to send his show tips. Your guys... I just wasn't ready, you know.
And by the way, always CC it to David Knight, because the crew's great, but David tends to break a lot of the whistleblower stuff we get and a lot of the tips. He's really Johnny on the spot, but please continue.
There you go. I got you. Anyway, this was mailed to me on March, 3/25/2020. And on the same day, I get this little card, which I will scan and send to you.
Stay there. I've got an idea where you're going with this. We're going to explain how the Democrats have got their deep state plan to beat Trump. You better be aware of it. They're pushing mail-in ballots big time so that folks can fraudulently get them and send them in. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dave to finish up, then Nick, then Jordan, then Chase, then Lander, then Mike, then JDR, then Travis, then Michael. We'll get to every single one of you that's on the board right now. And we have a guest popping in as well. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Razor sharp. And she'll get her way. She's a cool, cool black. Who's like a cat? And if she gets your name, well, you might not make it back. Man, you want to talk about Twilight Zone, folks? They just announced their monthly thing that I'm losing lawsuits because they filed like 30 of them on me. There's still like six of them active, and we're battling it all in the appeals court before it ever even gets in front of one of their kangaroo courts or juries. And they're pissed about that. And so it's always Jones losing. And most of the time I'm not even lost a lawsuit. There's not even a lawsuit they're talking about. Sometimes Jones lost a lawsuit for the book. Nobody died at Sandy Hook. I'm not in the book. Never read the book. My lawyers have. The AP just says I lost a suit. Because I'm a loser, not a winner. Because we're such winners. And remember, there's no world government. They're just announcing it now. Former British Prime Minister says we need world government to counter the coronavirus. London Guardian headline. Can we put that up, guys? Just Gordon Brown calls for world government. There it is. London Guardian. When I read this new article that I'll cover after I take calls, Google bans InfoWars Android app. They already banned the Apple one. It was number one in news. Google bans InfoWars Android app over coronavirus claim. And then it quotes the video I got banned for with David Icke yesterday, where I said, this is an anti-human system, and under the Georgia Guidestones, under world government, they want to reduce world population to zero, and all of you that serve this are being deceived when you think you're going to be the few humans left. Whatever this anti-human, not human force is that the Bible talks about, wants to kill, steal, and destroy, they quote that and say, that is coronavirus disinformation. So my religious belief that the devil's real, they actually say isn't allowed. You got to read this, man. Front page of Wired Magazine. And it'll be everywhere now. This just broke. Along with the latest BS about Sandy Hook. We didn't even appeal some sanctions the Democrat judge did, who's best friends with the lady on the appeals court, at the local appeals court, not the Supreme Court, where it's going, in Texas. And we didn't even appeal sanctions that if we lose the case down the road, we would have to, you know, pay for some legal fees or something. They just recycle that story again and go, Jones has to pay more legal fees. They report on the same legal fees every couple of weeks. Like, you just think it's just the same story, but they recycle it. Trump says all Mexicans are criminals. Not true. But I was checking that latest thing because the press is calling me during the break. Oh, let me type my name into Google. Oh! The popular 5-star rated InfoWars app is banned. And then you read the offending material. And it says, because Jones said that there are humans on the planet that have made a deal with extraterrestrials to set up a kill grid and take out humanity. And I'm banned for that. Why would you ban somebody for that? That's like what a crazy guy on the side of the street says, right? No. No, that's what they're into. You can't make a deal with these aliens, okay? That the Bible tells you about and ever get off the planet. Elsewhere in the video, Jones claims that the natural antivirals exist to treat the novel coronavirus. I'm not selling vitamin C. I mean, I got products it's in. It's on the news. The doctors are saying it's promising. Or zinc. Or what's in tonic. Quinine. That's why it's called a tonic. It's just grandfathered over. They didn't grandfather Coca-Cola so they have cocaine in it. But they grandfathered tonic that goes with gin to have the quinine that's antiviral. That's what doctors are saying. That's in the news. But see, that's how the censorship works, folks. And now you can't even say that, hey, there's hope. And you have all these governors saying doctors can't prescribe the hydroxychloroquine because they don't want you to have hope, the Democrats. Look at this. Myelin-producing potential COVID-19 treatment in West Virginia. That's WDTV. They've ordered emergency production of the prescription version of quinine. I'm just reading what's in the news. Here's another one. Novartis and others have supplied tens of millions of chloroquine tablets to fight COVID-19. I mean, that's what I was reading days ago. They got us banned. I got to sue them over this. I mean, this is just, because it's like they ban you for reading out of the newspaper. And I'm not selling that drug. I don't sell drugs. But again, that's the idea. That's the perception. That's what they say. So we don't have any hope. All right, we got 2 minutes to break. Going back to Dave. Dave, you were holding over. So your 94-year-old World War II vet father, he gets this thing and something, he gets this mail-in, or he gets this call to come vote. He gets this, this voter guide or whatever it is. And you got something else. Tell us what happened.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. All right. This is an envelope dated March 25th. Okay, and I live in the middle of nowhere, Montana, and it's a very small town, and I know all of these people, okay? They're friends. We're drinking buddies and shooting buddies, all right? It's notice of polling place election and option for mail ballot, all right? So, and again, I'm taking care of my 93-year-old father, and I have power of attorney, so I get to open his mail. They didn't send one to me, by the way. They sent one to my father. And basically, it's a letter that states that, I want a mail-in ballot because I'm scared of the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. They want to be able to push that there's a huge demand for this so they can get it passed, and that states begin prep for mail-in voting and presidential election. Then they pull his ballot out that's signed, and then they just stick theirs in. Yeah, that's their secret weapon.
No, and thank you for saying that because that was my next words. But on the same day, I get this, and again, I'm not going to...
Okay, the same day, what came in real quick? We're almost out of time.
Effective Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, Sanders County Courthouse and Sheriff's Office staff will assist customers by phone or email only. Please call or email.
Yeah, this is the system, the corporations disconnecting from the people, everything going over to AI. God bless you, brother. Great points, Dave. More calls coming up. I'll get to them all, but I got sidetracked with this arm. I told you to get the app. You already have the Droid app. Then you're able to have it until your phone gets replaced. But there you go, cutting off the truth. Stay with us. For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70 particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, or yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc, and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got some good news for you about standing up and saying no. Michael Cargill's got to be a good friend of mine. He helped me get my concealed carry many years ago. And he has a great gun shop and training center here in Austin, CentralTexasGunWorks.com. Many of you are familiar with him. He's been on all the shows here and been part of some documentaries we've done. CentralTexasGunWorks.com. The mayor came out unconstitutionally and ordered gun shops and gun manufacturing facilities shut down, but the liquor stores could stay open and things like that. And looking at the federal law, that wasn't there. So he said no. Everybody else basically submitted. And now he's got a letter. In a moment, I can show people on television after you read it. A letter from the Texas Attorney General. But you've seen the Virginia governor say they're going to restrict guns. You can't sell them. You've seen places like New Orleans say you can't carry your legal gun, even in your car, to protect yourself, or you can't buy them. And we've seen it all over the country, California, you name it, a real crackdown. So some breakdown. What's gone on here, play by play, you and others saying no. Lawsuits have been filed in multiple states challenging this. Attorney General reminds Nevada governor that he can't shut down gun shows. You've had some good things there. California, the city attorney said they couldn't shut down gun shows, but the sheriff still fought that. Coronavirus Bay Area city cracks down on gun stores, shuts them down. Again, lawsuits have been filed around the country over that as well, trying to block it. But this is just another power grab during an emergency. Mr. Cargill, I mean, isn't it an essential right to defend yourself?
Absolutely. What you have is you have your different state, local governments are saying that, hey, they're going to do what they always wanted to do, and that's actually come after your Second Amendment rights. And so what we're saying here in Texas, you cannot do that. We have a preemptive law that's actually been in place for quite a while. We also have the Hurricane Katrina bill that's also been in effect. So you cannot, you know, restrict firearms. At least a city, county, or elected official cannot.
And that's what's good that came out of Katrina. All the guns will be taken. No one allowed to be armed. Them grabbing the guns, that triggered people passing that law. And people said back then, oh, Texas doesn't need that. You're paranoid.
That's right. And so we have these laws in place in Texas. And basically what they tried to do here in Austin was they tried to, well, in Texas, that is, because you have a... You have an elected official in North Texas that tried to do this. Someone tried to do it in West Texas as well, that gun stores were not an essential business and gun stores had to close down. And so I refused to close down because I said, hey, first of all, people are going to need food. They're going to need water. They need medical care. Whatever they believe in, they'll need that. And they're also going to need a firearm to protect themselves because first responders are not going to respond. They're going to have to be their own first responder. And so we said that we're going to stay open because people need to be able to protect themselves and keep their families safe.
And by the way, the Supreme Court, as you know, has ruled 5-6 times we know of that it's not the police job to protect you. It's when a crime's committed, it's their job to come. They try to help you, but they're not there like a genie that comes out of a bottle to protect you.
That's right. The Supreme Court ruled that law enforcement have no duty to enforce, to protect you, only a general duty to enforce the law. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Please continue. Can I see that letter to show TV viewers?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This is a ruling from Ken Paxton. He's the Attorney General for the state of Texas. And Ken Paxton released a ruling today within the last 45 minutes to an hour.
So this is breaking.
This is breaking news that gun stores and gun manufacturers can stay open, that your county, your city, municipalities, your state, your county judges cannot shut down the gun store or gun manufacturers.
Amazing. Please continue.
And so, and basically what they did was someone filed a complaint against us, and the local police department, as well as the code enforcement, as well as the fire marshal, came to my business yesterday to try to, you know, shut us down. And so we stood firm and said, hey, you know, we have a right to be here. We have a right to open and do
true color of law intimidation.
Absolutely. And I've refused to shut down, and so we stood firm. You know, I had my attorney.
Oh, that's why I admire you, is you don't play. You're always fighting for our rights.
Either you believe this or you don't believe this. You know, people talk that game, but, you know, you got to walk the walk. When it all boils down to it.
Because they could have done fake charges on you.
Absolutely. They could have hauled me off, put me in jail, and say, you know what, I'm going to charge you with a criminal misdemeanor.
By the way, please, when you have that footage out, please bring it to us. I'd love to have back on Sunday or Monday or Owen's coming up. I mean, I know you probably got footage at your office of this happening.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we refuse to do that. So, hey, we have a right to be opened. We are an essential business.
And I know you're pro-law enforcement, pro-law and order. It's not even they're being ordered to do this by our evil mayor we're trying to recall. But, I mean, what was it like? Describe what happened.
It's not on them. You're absolutely correct because they're doing their job. But it's up to us to know what the laws are and know that, you know, what you can and you cannot do. And, you know, don't try to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, don't let an out-of-control mayor, though, have the police engage in illegal operations. Let them know you're not doing it.
That's right, and we are not going to comply.
But that is illegal, and the attorney general just said it was.
And you got to stand up. If you don't stand up and say something, then, you know, your rights are just going to be taken away from you. And I refuse to let someone take my rights away. Either, you know, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by six. Exactly.
So describe what it was like, though, because I wanted you on anyways yesterday just about how you were saying, I'm not going to shut down. I didn't know they showed up. I didn't know that the attorney general just did this.
So they actually walked to the door. I immediately locked the door and refused to let him inside. And then I eventually unlocked the door, walked outside, closed the door behind me and said, how can I help you? They told me what they were there for. They received a complaint and that they needed to check and make sure that we were, you know, we were in compliance with the law and that, you know, we were an essential business. So I informed them that we are an essential business because the Second Amendment is very essential. You know, it's very important to a lot of Americans.
Well, it's in the Bill of Rights.
it's the Second Amendment for a reason. And so they said, okay.
I noticed they're after our speech and our guns. They just banned me off Google.
Insane.
I mean, now they banned our app that was super popular all because I said, Trump's right. All these doctors say this hydroxychloroquine is really helping. They shouldn't block this. And it says in the article in Wired, Jones complained and said that there were treatments being blocked. That's all over the damn news.
I don't know how you deal with it. I don't know how you put up with it because you're standing strong, and I actually like that about you.
Well, I mean, we haven't done anything wrong, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, anyways, the good news is you stood up, and obviously I think because of your case and others, do we know why the attorney general had to take action just because there were so many complaints, or what happened?
Yeah, so a state representative out of Lubbock, Texas, a Dustin Burroughs, he's actually the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee here in the state of Texas. He sent a request over to the attorney general's office asking him to give an opinion on whether or not your county, your city can actually shut down gun manufacturers and gun stores.
The question is, will now the city of Austin, which is might as well be run by Mao Zedong, will they comply?
Yeah, and that's the question, because we've seen this before where an opinion has come down and they refuse to comply and we've had to beat them in court. I did this just last year where I had to sue the city of Austin to allow gun owners to be able to carry inside the building.
That's right, and we're like an inch away from going blue. Can you imagine living under these people?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's important.
A lot of Texans need to wake up and stop thinking the Texas is safe. It's not, people. I know the listeners get it, but you better talk to your family in Texas and other areas, and they better get up off their ass.
Because as goes Texas, we'll go the rest of this country, and we got to get out there and go vote.
That scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. I got to get out there and vote because here we are. This is what it boils down to right now, where we are right now today. If you allow, you know, these people that, you know, are in office to take away your rights, your God-given rights right now, then all is lost. And this is happening right now behind the scenes. It's happening all around the country. In California, they're running amok. They're shutting them down in California altogether. Shutting them down.
Can we go in there with one of the TV crews and set you down in the studio and just get you to shoot a report for the War Room? Because I'm sure they're going to want that. And actually read the letter.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, can you maybe come back in Sunday or Monday with an update? But this is a big national victory to have the attorney general tell a blue city, knock it off. You know, guns are essential. This is a big national news.
Yeah, it's a really big deal because you have your and they're doing it all around the state, you know. And so it's good that we stopped this right here in Texas and nip it in the bud.
How did it end yesterday? Because they're there, the code enforcers, the police, who else?
Well, they figured out that, you know, one, you know, my gun is bigger than theirs. And so they eventually figured out that we're doing the right thing and they went ahead and left.
It was code enforcers, police, and who else?
It was actually the fire marshal, the police department, and code enforcement. All of them at one time.
Just their color of law. Just
that's right. And that's how the game is played.
Well, that's the problem. The federal law on infrastructure doesn't mention guns. It needs to be changed.
Right. Well, you have what the president actually enacted, the Stafford Act. Within the Stafford Act, if you go to page 99 of the Stafford Act, it talks about the fact that you cannot confiscate firearms.
Good. Then the Democrats are violating the law. Thank you, Mr. Gargill.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, Alex Jones here back live, and I promise to go to your calls. I have been punished again. I'm evil. I'm horrible. We were banned because we're the number one news app on the Apple Store, free app. And they're saying now that I was saying that there were treatments for the coronavirus, and the UN says there aren't. Well, of course there's treatments. They use zinc sprayed into the lungs. There's a whole bunch of studies on that. All over the world, they tell people to take large doses of zinc. And they also have the hydroxychloroquine. And we're not advertising that. I'm not selling hydroxychloroquine or whatever. Sean Hannity read a letter from a doctor about it, saying they were having big success with it. I covered that, and they said for that I'm banned. See, they're not ready to ban the Fox News app yet, but people keep putting up with this, they will. What an, I mean, even if I'm wrong about something, I have a right. You have a right to judge it and tune in or tune out. Google bans InfoWars Android app over coronavirus claims. On Friday, Google removed the InfoWars Android app from the Play Store, extinguishing one of the last mainstream strongholds of infamous conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Oh, really? Are hundreds of AM/FM stations? The takedown on the heels of a video posted in the InfoWars app last week, also viewed by Wired, in which Jones disputed the need for social distancing, shelter in place, and quarantine efforts meant to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. Well, the president says it's killing our economy. If I cue that up, and we need to get back to work. And I've said it's a police state, and 6 months in jail in Singapore if you're not 6 feet away, and welding people in their houses is wrong, and shooting women in the head, and mayors saying, you know, you can't go outside and walk your dog. What the hell? It's un-American. And Wired is so authoritarian and so twisted that it's saying, oh, he disputed it. What in the world does that even mean? Alex Jones has been banned from Google with his popular five-star app, it goes on to say, because he disputed what's happening with the coronavirus. Well, you don't ever do that in America. You keep your damn mouth shut. Look what we've turned into overnight. Drones policing us. Still flights coming in from Rome and Iran. But you better not leave your house. It's all Democrats doing it. What a group of criminals. And they send that message. Oh, yeah. They've got in the UK people hiking in the countryside, husbands and wives with their dog, with drones, telling them, you don't do this. It's non-essential. We tell you what's essential. We tell you, but if you're an illegal alien or an Islamic running around doing whatever you want, you're shut down. And then, if you talk about it from your essential media operation, you are banned off an app because you're popular. Well, we have a way to get an open source app, and I'll tell you how to do that at 6 after. I would have already done it, but it's just a promo we run about it. We show it. It ran probably 500 times, but when we get it, putting our heads together, I'm going to play that for you coming up at the start of the next hour. But it doesn't make me mad that they're doing this to me. It's that they're doing it to all of us. And now in live time, censoring people on Facebook, Twitter, they're censoring what you can say, what words you can print. First it's the N-word, now it's mother and father on entrance forms for children in school, because some people don't have a mother and father, so don't say that, it's hurtful. Don't say Trump can't send out campaign ads saying we're looking for strong women to join the campaign because maybe a woman saw that who's not a woman. I'm not kidding. Just seeing the word woman is hurtful. This is a cult of control freaks with helpless people that go get college degrees and learn how to be cult members, not how to do anything. They're building the post-human world. They're sabotaging everything. Folks, that's why we need your financial support. Plus, we have products you need. And yes, we have a great Real Red Pill and Red Pill Plus. Can't seem to say that. Like Super Crabs and Fragilistic XBL Adosis, I can say that. But I can't say Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. Both have great vitamins, great minerals, highest quality, with pregnenolone underneath it to supercharge it. And then it has also zinc, which is so good for everybody. And, of course, sunshine is great as well, but they'll tell you you don't need that. InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off, even though it's going to sell out. People are cleaning out zinc everywhere. That is for adults, though, because it's got some stuff in it that's for adults. Vitamin Fusion is for the whole family. Amino acids, vitamins, minerals, the zinc, all of it, super high quality. And it's a great fruit punch for you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com. And we are selling out of the 1 ounce nano silver spray bottles. We're sold out of the 16 ounce and the 3 ounce. We got 3 ounces coming in soon. It'll be a while till the 16 ounces come back in. It's immune gargle. It's great for your mouth, great for your body, great for everything. It's got that patented nano silver in it. InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, ultimate turmeric, so good for your body as well. X2, X3. X2 is basically sold out. People say, well, why do you have X3 if X2 is so good? X2 is the pure deep earth crystal, only that type. Some people can't absorb that. It's a very low number. This one, the triiodine, has two different types. that are slightly bound but with healthy things, and then it has the deep earth crystal, and that helps carry it across into the cells, I'm told. So they're just two different formulas. X2 is stronger, but you need to consult your physician because this is not a joke, okay? The UN says almost 3 billion people have cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine. Well, when you ain't had it for a while and you get it, it can be interesting. So we're not playing games here. InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Just pray for us. We're not going to back down. I expect all this. And I'm fighting hard to do a lot of things behind the scenes as well. And again, I'm not bragging. I just want you to know that we've got a lot of submarine operations and folks we've supported and sponsored that you don't even know we sponsor them or support them. Let's just say I am a busy little beaver. This is a war. And so your money gets you great products, and it ensures that they take out old Papa Goblin. They haven't even cut off one head off this Hydra. And I take a real pleasure, I mean, the enemy knows, that we've devastated them on so many fronts. So many fronts. And this is a war. I prosecute this like a war. It isn't about me. It's about the war. And the globalists can't contend with that. Now, do I like watching another one of our tentacles cut off? No. But you cut off one, two more grow back in its place, as they say. Okay, I want to get to all your calls ahead of Dr. Nick Baggage coming on in about 15 minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, what's going on, bro?
Worldwide broadcast. Really appreciate you holding, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I just wanted to get your take on the article I saw in the New York Post the other day talking about they're going house to house now and trying to arrest people for having parties at the house. So it seems like what started as you weren't able to congregate in a public place, them shutting that down, now it seems they're coming right to your house to shut down whatever parties you're having.
Yeah, and I forgot to get to this, and I can't find it in my stack. It's on InfoWars.com. Corporations and governments are telling their employees, do not do government meetings in your house with an Alexa or a Google Assist, because the company has AI listening to it and putting it into intelligence files against the cities and counties and states. Well, of course, and they're doing it to private citizens. But that's mainstream news. It's also on NewsWars.com. Lawyers to homeland employees, or lawyers to homebound employees, turn off smart speakers during work. Taxpayers don't want employees discussing confidential matters in an environment where someone could hear. And again, I'm reading that from 20 feet away. It was employers don't. Please continue, sir.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to point out on a lighter note as well. I'm a little upset you weren't wearing the bang mask. But don't feel bad, because I have a 20-inch neck from bodybuilding, so I can't get it around my neck either. So,
well, you're awesome, brother. You know, I saw they arrested Orthodox Jews for having a wedding in New Jersey. I mean, yeah, there just seems to be no end to this.
Yeah, Lakewood, not too far, actually, from where I am down here at the Jersey Shore. Yep, absolutely.
How's the public taking it? Do they think it's all a big hoax?
Well, I can tell you this. Not, a lot of people aren't buying into it. We're still congregating in my house. We're having barbecues. I mean, let them come to our house and try to shut it down. You know, we're not going to capitulate to Phil Murphy and his liberal ideology.
Beautifully said. God bless you, brother. Have a great weekend and be safe and spread the word about the broadcast. That's how you defeat the censors. Let's go out to break and start the next hour with President Trump.
We have to get back to work. Our people want to work. They want to go back. They have to go back. And we're going to be talking about dates. We're going to be talking with a lot of great professionals. But this is a country that was built on getting it done, and our people want to go back to work. I'm hearing it loud and clear.
You know, the president's the one saying chloroquine, all that, and then I just read articles about it, and they say, you're not allowed to say that, you're banned. Talk about censorship.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.